Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie. All right, so we're talking about this this secret sound here. We play this sound, and you try to guess what it is. And this is driving people crazy this morning. Here we go. Listen to this sound. That's the sound this morning. You just, all you have to do is guess what you think it is. I told Melanie this is like your brain. These are the gears turning in your brain at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's waking them up.
Let's talk to Don. Hey, Don, what do you think, Don?
I'm going to guess a wood chipper.
Ah, it's not a wood chipper.
That is such a good guess. I couldn't think of what it was called, but I totally thought the same thing.
Don, okay. Thanks for getting up and hanging out, and I hope you have a great day, Don.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Don.
Let's talk to Bianca. Hey, Bianca.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm taking my son to daycare before work.
Oh, I hear you.
Nice.
The routine has started again. What sound do you think that is, Bianca?
Is it a wood chipper?
No, that's what Don just said.
Yeah,
no, it's
not. Sounds like it.
Oh. Dang, okay.
Well, look, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Y'all too. Thank you.
All right, Bianca. Bye.
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 All right, one thing, if you all haven't learned about the secret sound, it's near impossible to guess. But, like, Kevin, we were talking earlier, I think we could have gone on and nobody would have ever guessed this, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
But it sounds like something else. It sounds like it would be a wood chipper.
It sounds
it
like it, yeah.
It's not. This is... From the way it was explained to me, this was corn confetti being shot at wedding guests.
Well, okay.
Corn confetti. Confetti made of corn.
That's not confetti. That's corn. You throw corn at me and say, I just sprayed you with confetti. I'm going to be like, no, you just hit me with a handful of corn.
No, they make it into, it's made into confetti.
All right.
It's made into confetti.
Polish it up to whatever you want it to be, but
that's
it's corn.
This morning's secret sound this morning. That's corn confetti being shot at wedding guests.
These are impossible.
Let me tell you, the secret sound of 6 a.m. is driving Buck crazy. Like, yesterday he was so angry at it. He's like, what?
All day, I think they were made up. I was like, who decided?
No, these are not, I'm telling you, but yesterday it was like the death whistle, and Buck was angry about that. He's like, how could anyone guess that this morning? Yeah. A harvester shooting corn confetti at a wedding guest? How would we ever get that?
It's one of his books.
Oh, it's one of Kevin's books? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
He just has a list of all the secret sounds.
That's right.
Well, tomorrow morning, the secret sounds will be better than ever because I already know what it is. And if anybody gets it, I'll pay you $9
million. Oh, my goodness.
Tomato confetti?
I'm not even going to tell. Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
But that's the secret sound this morning.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Stan and Shay, all to myself, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I just saw a tweet. Shay sent it out like last week. They were celebrating All to Myself. I think just hit number one or is knocking on the door. I think it just hit number one, Kevin, right?
It did.
Yeah, those guys are unstoppable. Well, Shay has a tweet or a text that he tweeted out, and Dan had texted him. This was years ago. They were trying to go to a recording studio in Nashville. They were doing their first album.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan texted him, and he was like, dude, I have no money and no gas in my car. Can you come and pick me up?
Wow.
And he saved that text, and he goes, dude, this wasn't that long ago.
Man.
And I was like, that is one of the coolest, like, communications to save. You had no gas money. You had no ride to the studio. And
I mean,
look
that's
at you
within the last 5 years.
I was going to say, they've not been out that long.
19 You and Me, my gosh, was like 4 years ago.
I read that, and I got chills. I was like, whoa. I was like, you didn't have gas money 5 years ago?
Dude, I got so many of those tweets.
saved of just how broke you've been.
Yeah.
You
mean
saved.
Even today?
You mean text
saved.
From the last couple of days?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm hungry. Come feed me. You're in the bedroom. You're texting your wife.
I got to go by so many frames.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, though, that gave me chills. I was like, that's awesome. Those guys are such cool dudes.
Now they can't do anything wrong.
Well, now they could own gas stations.
I know.
They could just buy gas stations. What do you do
they
when
can
you
just
have
buy
gas?
A new car when they run out of gas.
Yep.
They don't
Let's
even have to go to
crazy.
A gas station.
If you ever get money, America's going to be embarrassing.
No, it's just, I'll just own all of the Home Goods and Targets. That's my goal.
I ran out of gas. Later, car. I'm done. You don't deserve me to sit in there anymore. You ran out of gas on me. All right, speaking of free gas, McDonald's is launching a free coffee promotion store to listen.
We believe people are good. That's why from August 21st to 23rd, we're dropping 500 McCafe at Forward cards across the U.S. If you get one, use it at McDonald's for one small free cup of premium roast coffee. Then pay it forward to a friend. Someone who's done good in your life. Or even a complete stranger. Just make sure to keep the good going. Let's show everyone there's a little good around every corner. We got this. Track the goodness at beabrewgooder.com.
Isn't this the same as like when you go to the drive-thru and you buy the coffee for the people behind you?
Yeah.
Isn't that sort of the same?
Mm-hmm. Or here, if you go through a toll, you just pay an extra 50 cents or a dollar for the people behind you.
In the beginning of this quick promo from McDonald's, there was an opportunity for them to do the Luke Bryan thing. Listen.
We believe people are good.
They could have done the most people are good right
Ooh,
there.
Yeah.
Thought about that and I was listening to it.
Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity. A Mick missed opportunity.
No. Yes. Okay.
Boom.
You should have just stopped while you were ahead.
Boom.
Go to the song.
It's a Mick.
Can you please McPlay the next song?
It's actually traffic coming up next.
Well, in that case, what you got going on?
It'll be another accident just like that one was probably. All right, enjoy your free coffee. Pay it forward, McDonald's. Thank you. That's good stuff.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, Carrie Underwood, NFL football. The universe has come together. Thank you to the football gods for bringing us this story. So you remember the Carrie Underwood Sunday Night Football song from this past year. Game on. Well, you hear that? I'm just starting to get the chills, man. There's a big football game about to be played on Sunday night. Well, that replaced a very, very popular song from years before, also by Carrie Underwood, who she, by the way, replaced member Faith Hill years ago.
That's mm-hmm. right.
All right, that song was...
Oh, waiting all day for Sunday night. All right, Sunday night, where are you?
Waiting all day for Sunday night, right?
Like this is the better of the two,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody agrees.
Well, this one, this is the breaking news, folks. This one is back.
Yes.
They just felt like Game On, I don't know, just didn't do it for people. But this is back, and this will be done with Joan Jett, who actually did the original song.
That's right.
So, Carrie Underwood, Joan Jett, it is back on. We're back to the original.
Oh, waiting all day for Sunday night.
All right, I'm ready. Let's go to the bar. Let's go. All right, so that's our good football news, good Carrie Underwood news of the day.
Gotta love Carrie. She's an American sweetheart.
Do you watch this opener? Because you're not the biggest football fan, but
So this will really not affect me in any way, shape, or form, but I do.
That is the worst news I've heard all day.
Sports, Melanie.
We will pray for you.
But, I mean, I don't live under a rock, and I've seen football games, and I've seen this beginning. And
isn't
I do
great?
Know that they changed it.
Yeah.
And that people weren't too happy with the newer one.
No.
So I do know that much.
All right. Carrie's back. Football's back. Rejoice.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
This conspiracy theory that's going on about the She Shed commercial, I love this.
This commercial.
I love it. Listen to this.
Well, it finally happened, Zachary. Somebody burned down my She Shed.
Nobody burned down your She Shed, Cheryl.
Well, my She Shed's on fire.
Your She Shed was struck by lightning.
Zachary, is my She Shed covered by State Farm?
Your She Shed's covered, Cheryl.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new She Shed or She Shed.
She's here.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful news.
So this commercial, I've never seen the passion level so high. By the way, people either love this or hate this, by the way.
Yeah.
But now there's all these conspiracy theories about what's really going on in this commercial.
Yes. Everybody wants to know, did Victor, the husband, did he burn down the She Shed? And now the conspiracy that's going around is that Victor burned down Cheryl's She Shed because he's blaming it on the lightning. However, it isn't raining out, and he's watering the lawn. So had it just stormed and the lightning actually struck the She Shed, then he wouldn't be out there watering the lawn.
Some people who are taking up for the husband are saying that he had the hose,
yes.
and he had just tried to put the She Shed out. It was on fire. The She Shed was burning up.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the thought. Now, if you look at the roof, there is no lightning strike on the roof.
There is not. Also, see, people are really starting to notice because they've played this commercial one too many times, okay?
Yeah.
That's when people start coming up with these conspiracy theories about a she shed. But also, our listeners, because we posted it up on our Facebook page, the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, they have chimed in saying, not just that, but there may be some insurance fraud happening because Cheryl happened to say that... It finally happened. Someone burned down my she shed. And they said, well, wait, who's been trying to burn down your she shed? How did it finally happen?
It seems like there could have been some unsuccessful attempts at burning down the she shed.
Exactly.
And then it finally happened.
Yes.
And yeah, so it's really interesting. If you go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, you can see there is just a slew of comments.
Yeah.
And some people are now getting into it with each other based on the conspiracy theories.
Yes. They're arguing in the comments.
Yeah,
they're
arguing
with each other.
Great.
I had to jump in there last night and settle some people down a little bit. I was like, guys, yes. It's just a she shed. I mean, you know, there's people going absolutely crazy though.
Hey, it's not like it's a man cave.
Yeah.
It's just a she shed.
Let's reevaluate here where we are in the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I just think Cheryl shouldn't be complaining at all about it burning down because, like she said, she's getting a she shed.
Yeah, and I think her husband had other plans for the money. So I think that's what's causing the rift between them. By the way, what happens in a she shed? Like, what goes on in there? Is it like what I think? I think pedicures and cheese plates and wine.
Oh, my God. No,
I got lingerie pillow fights.
No, that's in your well, in imaginary
that,
she shed.
In that case,
that's
I will
man
invest
cave.
In a she shed and give up my man cave immediately.
Well, don't be surprised when Melissa recreates this commercial, and I don't know what happened to Mark's she shed, but it got burned down.
We're going to be on my front lawn? It finally happened.
Finally, I don't know what happened to the girls throwing pillows at each other, but it finally happened.
Well, y'all can jump into the mess. On the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, the she shed
conspiracy
theories. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie. All right, on the way, Trisha Yearwood tickets at 7:40 this morning. Then we got FGL's money at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, money. Coming
and
at
you. Then.
And then?
Because we're not done yet. Then we got Tim McGraw. He's doing a concert right before the Bucks game, opening day for the Bucks. So you'll get the Bucks tickets, and of course you'll get that Tim McGraw concert, which
it's a 2-for-1. And then he's coming back to perform at halftime.
Yes.
It's like a 3-for-1.
Boom.
I wanted to real quick, I know, and by the way, that's a 4 o'clock kickoff, so anyone trying to go to work Monday, good luck. You get a football and a Tim concert. That's just awesome. I wanted to play this real quick. This kid, he was on a slingshot ride. You know what the slingshot ride's like at a theme park?
At a fair and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, by the way, listen to this audio. This poor kid, he doesn't have a good time. Let's just say he gets squeezed in the sling. It kind of squeezes him, but it squeezes a certain part of him because you know how you're kind of fastened into that?
His nether region.
Right. Well, just listen. Yeah.
I have a full bladder going on this thing.
A full bladder?
Yeah, you're going to hear the word nuts the whole time.
His mom was like, thanks. All you just screamed was nuts the whole time.
You got to pay for that video.
Poor kid. I mean, it's just, but it's funny. I saw that he did some blog afterwards. And he's like, I'll totally get back on that thing.
So. my nuts.
So,
poor kid.
I can't fully feel my nuts. My nuts hurt. Chase, I had a full bladder going on this thing. Yeah, you're going to hear the word nuts the whole time.
I'm not going to say I didn't have a lot to do last night, but I listened to that about 400 times. It gets funnier and funnier and funnier and funnier. Russell Dickerson is on 99.5 QIQ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
What's the most insane thing that you just get into a relationship with somebody, and what's the craziest thing they asked you right off the bat? 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. This story here, and by the way, Melanie wrote a great blog about this. It's on 99.5QYK.com. It's on the Morning Crew page. This this guy's in a new relationship with this woman, okay? And she asked him to turn on the read receipts, the red receipts. I don't know if it's read or red receipts. I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That would notify her that he has seen the text. And, you know, this happens to me sometimes. Well, you'll get an email or a text, and it'll say, the person has also sent you a read receipt. Would you confirm that, you know, that you want to sign up and do that with them? And I'm just like, no. Why do they have to know when I'm reading and not reading?
Yeah, there is definitely a setting. If you notice, you can tell who has it on and who doesn't.
Right.
Because when you're texting with someone who has it on, you can usually see that bubble that they're typing.
Right.
You can see it says seen underneath the messages. So my sister and I, we can see. That's why I'll call her out. I'll be like, I know you saw that message and you haven't replied yet.
All right. But you and your sister's one thing, but a new relationship.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Crazy.
She was
trying to see how long it was going to take him to respond to all of her text messages. Which is crazy. It's like, you just got in a relationship with this person.
Bro, run. Run now. This is your sign.
Fast.
Yeah, Eric is the guy who went on a first date with this person. And it obviously went well because they were going to go on another. They started texting. She said, on the way to the gym right now, can you do me a favor? He said, yeah, what do you need? And this is all in a screenshot that he posted to Twitter.
Yeah, things went so well. He posted all the text messages to Twitter. That's how well things were going.
Click on my contact, press the I, then turn on read receipts. And he said, what? !!! And yeah, that was the end of that, I think.
That was the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
So she needed to know when he was seeing him, and she was probably just trying to gauge, you know, how long it was going to take to respond. And this is brand new relationship. I mean, man.
You know what, though? To her credit, maybe she's been through a few things, and she's tired of the games. She wants to know.
Did he see the text? Did he not see the text?
Quit playing.
I give Buck a lot of credit. He tried hard. I mean, he really was like, I got to find a way to make this woman seem normal and these actions seem normal.
You have a way of doing that to make crazy sound normal.
Yeah,
so well done.
It didn't work, but you did give it a good shot.
I actually thought he had a good point, but it's still crazy.
I thought maybe like the angle was like, if she was like, look, I'm just very organized and I just have to keep all of her. But that, even as I'm saying that, I can't buy that. Because if someone was like, I need to know when you're reading all my stuff and when you're going to respond, like I just have to know.
Her last boyfriend probably never wrote back, and she's sick of it. I want to be seen. I want my text to be seen. Or she's crazy.
Have you asked someone to do this, Buck?
I feel like you're
doing a good job at defending why people should have the read receipts
on. Half the texts we all send, we after you send them, you're just kind of like, you know, I wish I would have never sent that. I hope they never read it.
Oh,
like,
totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Instead of like, confirm to me that you've read this and understand it. I almost am like, nah, this goes the other way. I almost said, I wish there was a buyback button where you could send a text and you actually get 30 seconds. And actually, I do think there's an app that you can do that with. It holds it for 30 seconds.
It does.
And then it'll pop up and go, do you really want to send? Nope, I don't. You're right. Thanks for asking. I don't want to send a text.
You know you can unsend on Instagram if they haven't seen it yet and you're in someone's DM and you send them a message.
Ooh, have
and
you ever go, used that?
Ooh, oh my gosh, yes.
For what?
I just am an awkward person and I say the wrong thing. I think I send something back and I go, oh wait, I need to not say that. And then I hit unsend. I second guess basically everything I do in life. So
I did not know about the Instagram unsend thing. I understand that.
Yes.
All right. So 800-992-1099. We're looking for the strangest request. The strangest request somebody ever made. This is a brand new relationship. Like, hey, no, we've been on one date, I think.
Yeah, one date.
One date. And she's like, turn on the receipts. I got to know.
Or is it not that bad? Are people on the other side?
Yeah, maybe we're crazy. I mean, that's always in play.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Call us or text us. 99.5 QIK. strangest thing a new relationship, somebody in a new relationship asked you to do? 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. This great blog is up there. Melanie put this together about this guy. He tweeted out the text messages from a woman he had been out with a date one time.
Yep.
And he was on his way to the gym, and she said, hey, can you turn on your read receipts? I want to make sure that I know when you actually read all my text messages. So he took the screenshots, tweeted them out, and that was the end of that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Consider your text red.
Yeah, red. He turned on the red and shared function. Red and shared. So we're getting some texts coming in of people. This one woman from the 727, she wrote, this is great. She's like, yeah, I was dating this guy. Came in, it was really strange, and I want him to leave. So I said, hey, my ex is coming by to give me some money. I need you to hide quietly in the closet. He left and never came back. Interesting. That's a good way to get somebody out of your house if they're being annoying to you.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't tell him to hide in the closet. I'd say, can you go hide at your house? Like, can you leave the premises?
I'm no, not I think tell you. She was trying to paint the whole, like, he's crazy. Right. You better hide now.
I get it.
And the guy was like, you're asking me to hide in the closet. I got to go. So she did a little reverse psychology. I kind of like that. I like this, too. Maybe she's just really upfront and honest. And that's as weird as it gets. Or this is just the beginning of a really, really strange thing that she might be a part of. I mean, I guess this, yeah, whatever.
See, the upfront and honest is my idea. She just doesn't want the games.
Yeah, she's probably been burned in the past,
yep.
Been ghosted, and she goes, did they even see my message?
Poor girl. From the 813, he should just send a text message back saying, I don't need to turn it on because you just turned the relationship off.
Oh!
Great text coming in at 800-992-1099. I wonder, though, like, what if he really liked her? Like, what if the first date was awesome?
Well, it seems like it was because they were planning on going on another date and they were texting with one another. But obviously, this was not good. He didn't like it because when he shared it on Twitter, everybody said the same thing. The buck said, run! And he figured, all right, I need to not go on another date with this girl. What? So it didn't matter how well it went.
What
he thought this was too creepy.
What's the strangest thing somebody asked you on a first date after?
He asked me for money.
For money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was like, so by the way.
How much?
$20.
For?
Exactly.
He didn't say?
We don't know.
He
no,
didn't say?
No.
This was at the end of the date?
Yeah. We went on the date and he
did
actually,
he pay for the date?
He wanted to split it.
Oh,
and then I know he wanted to split it.
No,
and
he didn't. He wanted to split it, then get $20
right,
from you.
Exactly.
That's not splitting it.
And then he said, yeah, oh, I don't have cash. And can I just borrow $20 so I don't have to drive home? I don't know if he needed gas or what. It was just weird. I was like,
did you give him the money?
No, I said no. Okay. Well,
what did you say, though? Just no? Or
yeah, I was just like, no, I don't have $20 to give you.
And I fear I know the answer to this question.
Uh-oh.
Was there a second date?
No.
Okay. I was wondering.
Did you think I was going to say yes?
Yeah. Because I wondered if, like, maybe you really liked the guy. You're like, I'll give him another chance.
No.
What if he was a totally great dude and literally just didn't have $20?
Yeah.
Then
it would have been fine and I would have given him $20. But it was after a crappy date. Then I paid for myself. Then you asked me for $20. It was third time. No. It was done.
All right. Yeah. It's funny. We got a couple texts of people saying that the guy asked to borrow money early in the relationship. And that was totally a deal breaker.
Yep.
Yeah, it just depends how much you like the person. And people go through stuff. I get it.
How hot they are.
How much money do you need? I need $1,000. I only like you about $73 worth. I'll give you the $73. You like turn them into a stock. You're like, the value of you is this.
Here's a Starbucks gift card. Let's see where this goes.
We'll just call it easy.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Got this awesome Trisha Yearwood experience, man. This is great. You get this VIP soundcheck passes for Trisha. You obviously go to the show, meet and greet passes, photos with Trisha, gift bag, her new CD called Every Girl that's coming out on August 30th. So that's what we're playing for. It's Sue and Frank, our contestants. Sue, you were the ninth caller, so we are going to start with you first. Going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. Frank, you'll then have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. And then you guys will just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. All right, let's stick 5 seconds on the clock. this crazy story came out of Wisconsin where these people found a frog, a live frog, in their salad.
And it wasn't a salad that they just got at a restaurant.
No.
This is that salad container that's already been pre-washed
organic.
From the store.
Organic.
Yes, organic.
Yep.
Well, it was super organic because it was living. There was a living frog in it.
So in honor of that, Sue, the category is name salad ingredients. Go.
Lettuce.
Romaine.
Avocado.
Spinach.
Tomatoes.
Beets.
Carrots.
Sunflower seeds.
Cheese.
Ranch.
Mushrooms.
Italian.
Celery.
Blue cheese.
Chickpeas.
Peaches.
Red pepper.
Green pepper.
Yellow pepper.
We've used all the peppers.
Cheese. Onion.
Shredded cheese.
Olives.
Crackers.
Corn.
Apples.
Zucchini.
Squash.
Lentils.
Cilantro.
Snap peas.
Croutons.
Raisins.
Grapes.
Strawberries.
Oranges.
Bacon bits.
Pasta.
Eggs.
Olive oil.
Shrimp.
Fish.
Walnuts.
Steak.
Almonds.
Salmon.
Sesame seeds.
Grouper.
Ham.
Pork.
Pumpkin seeds.
Olive oil.
Oh, it has already been said.
You repeated olive oil, which means Sue, congratulations. That was the mega battle of salad ingredients. Could not believe it.
Oh my God.
Sue, when was the last time you had a salad? Like,
I had
the salad bar yesterday.
That's what we got, two people who happen to love salads. That went on the longest name game ever.
Whoa.
When you said salads, I was like, yes.
I got this in the bag.
All right, Frank, have a great day, buddy. Sue, congratulations.
Thank you.
Sue, you're going to Trisha. I can't wait for you to tell her how you won the chance to meet her.
I'm excited. She'll come up with other things in a salad.
Oh, I'm sure she knows all of them.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. I don't think there's any way we follow that up. I'm out.
No.
That's it. That's it.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Y'all, we got breaking Carrie Underwood news. Breaking Carrie Underwood news right now. Right now, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Can we get a breaking news? Some
beep, 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 beep.
That makes it.
What was that?
Wow, that's a lot of
freaking.
What was yours?
Beep, 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 beep. That's the news wire.
What was yours? Like Fortnite or something? What was it?
Yeah,
I don't know what that was.
Anyway, something in my throat.
So you know Carrie Underwood, Sunday Night Football.
Hey, Sunday night.
This is the Sunday Night Football theme that replaced the original Carrie theme, which everybody really loved. The breaking news is this. The original is back.
Yes.
America gets their way when they replaced the original, nobody was really happy. And Sunday Night Football said, you know what? We've heard. We've responded. Carrie has agreed. Carrie will go back. And they're going to do a new version. It's Carrie and Joan Jett. They're going to do a new version for Sunday Night Football.
Fun.
So get ready for that as we are just a couple of weeks away from football season.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
All right, let's get to Ohio. First off, this involves a story about a flamethrower.
Ooh, I'm in.
But yeah, for those of y'all who may not know what a flamethrower is, let me play you the audio real quick. Okay, that's a flamethrower, just so you know. It shoots flames. Let me tell you what that's not used for, at least not designed for, is, well, blowtorching weeds with your flamethrower.
Ooh, not good.
Not good at all. Three homes caught fire in Newburgh Heights, Ohio, when this man said, I'm not picking these weeds.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to flamethrow the weeds.
I got a better idea.
Three homes have burnt to the ground. Here's the story.
Well, I was first on scene when I got here. Flames were going about 100 feet up in the air.
Jeez.
It was in between two houses. It started like in a garage area in back, but it had already gone to two other houses. So I radioed in for additional personnel and as much fire apparatus as we can get. As you can see, we've got at least three houses that are totally destroyed at this point.
Not only three homes that were totally destroyed, the man's truck also caught fire. You heard that firefighter. 100 feet of flames as this man was trying to flamethrow his weeds.
10 stories tall. That's unreal.
One more time, a flamethrower. I gotta tell you, though, I hate weeding.
Oh, it's awful.
Oof.
It sounds fun.
I'm
not gonna lie.
I'd give this a shot just to see. I mean,
no, you would not.
I don't know. All right, today's Nutbags north of Florida continues to be en fuego. Uh-oh. As we go over to Wisconsin, and a man noticed bed bugs on his mattress while he was laying there. He also was smoking a cigarette. He thought to himself, "Oh,
yeah,
cigarette meet bed bug." He started incinerating bed bugs one by one with his cigarette. Well, part of that was the mattress caught fire.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, guests of this hotel slash apartment complex, it was a dual complex, were forced to evacuate while firefighters put out the fire and inspected the area. Nobody was injured. The bed bugs were incinerated.
That's good.
We win!
So, hey, there was some collateral damage in that, but at the end of the day, the bed bugs were killed. All right, those are Nutbags north of Florida. I'm going to go back to this flamethrower thing. You just feel powerful when you hear that. Man, you feel you got some power. I love that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.